Let's talk a little bit about Hodgkin lymphoma, and maybe we can emphasize more the uncommon scenario or less common scenario of the patient who has relapse disease. But if you could again just provide a broad overall perspective on Hodgkin lymphoma, but specifically the issue of the patient who has disease relapse. We know that a lot of these patients will be cured with chemotherapy. Maybe you can talk about how often you see relapse disease and sort of how you think it through.
So Hodgkin lymphoma has been one of the great success stories in oncology, and it's really a great disease to treat because the vast majority of people do well. The majority of patients are young, though there is a second peak in the mid-50s. Patients typically present with contiguous lymphadenopathy, most commonly in the neck and chest, and can be associated with B symptoms. The other two, occasionally you'll see intense pruritus. Without a rash, these patients can have bounced around and seen a lot of providers before someone does a careful exam and finds the lymphadenopathy. Sometimes they can have pain in the lymph nodes where the disease is found after drinking alcohol. So those are two uncommon but very interesting symptoms that people sometimes present with. The majority of patients present with stage one and two disease. And those patients do extremely well with ABVD-based chemotherapy. I think in the US, we use almost exclusively ABVD, though there is very good, very high quality data from the Germans using a more intensive regimen, escalated Biocop, particularly in patients with higher risk, bulky stage two or stage three or four. That regimen is associated with infertility and risk of stem cell damage. More people go into remission, but the overall survival is no different. So we really don't use that, and we use, I think, for the most part, ABVD. In people with stage three and four disease, which is less common, about 75% of patients will be cured with ABVD. So overall, we at a referral center see a fair bit of relapse disease, though this is, again, the minority of patients who present with Hodgkin's. And our current algorithms now are to use second-line chemotherapy, and if a patient achieves a complete remission, to go to autologous stem cell transplant with high-dose chemotherapy and stem cell rescue. And the majority of the patients do well with that.